Blog Talk Radio.
I and I will stand up and fight for all rights. I and I will find a way to survive. Not an easy way out, easy way out. Fighting to be free. It's not an easy way out, easy way out. Shout to society.
Imperial Majesty Emperor Isis Lassie, burn the wall of Babylon and the Bishop of Jerusalem. All of a coming on this coming, yo.
We have on the fire red hot down in Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red,
red, red.
We bring the fire hot from a pagan. Because them the wind is a drop. Rasta come be burn it red hot down in Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion. Red,
red,
we bring
red.
The fire hot from a pagan. Because them the wind is a drop. Yow, yow, yow. We come be burn the fire hot. We burn it out the road until it reach in a them yard. Light up the fire and run go drop it them yard. When them get not from them and we own the devil's bomb yard. But them for us still a see I aim a famic yard. Jehovah Jireh, Jah blessed my Lord. While leading a scheme a plan and a truck yard. Rasta now go eat of them cause we done sister them abroad.
Don't you know we keep it hot because it's red, red hot. That's how we keep they spot and you know we won't stop. You see the way things is going, I don't see my people growing today. You better don't play, I say
no,
wow,
we
are
on this radar,
yeah.
Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
We bring the fire hot for a pagan. Because they know it is wrong. We are on the fire radar. Down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder nor lotion.
Red, red, red.
So come to set a strong foundation. Be all
red,
of the young
red.
Lion. Yo, wow. Yo, yo. We come to burn the fire red. Cause over the years them cause too much bloodshed. X amount of refugee of fear back up and a fled. Asleep out in the night too, them can't rest in a them bed. Some of them can't find nothing, much less piece of bread. Yo, starvation out to kill the people, them dead. Dusty Babylon, you put a bow, flee or you pledge. Emperor still has the bound to push you over.
Yo, and don't you know we keep it hot. Because it's red, red hot. That's how we beat this spot. And you know we won't stop. The way things is going, I don't see my people growing today. Better know we
so
don't
play. So Rasta come to burn this radar down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder and a lotion.
Red, red.
We bring the fire hot for a pagan. Because
red
them action
red.
Is wrong. We have on the fire radar down in a Babylon. Rasta come to set a strong foundation.
Red,
we no come
red.
Here to be powder and a lotion. Because them action
red.
Is wrong.
Red,
yo, yo,
red.
Yo. So tell them to sing slow. Cause the Rasta man don't see the way them a go. All the way about them a who gang a soup low. The whole of them a go reap the same seed with them so. All of you way a suck out and all of who way a blow. All who gone up on stage about them a go go. We not seen a better name be about a John Crow. This fire way a blaze man it not go stop grow. Cause we a burn this radar down in a Babylon. We no come here to be powder and a lotion.
Red, red, red.
We bring the fire hot for a pagan. Because them doing it is wrong. We are burn the fire red.
Red.
Down in a Vatican. We no come here to be powder and a lotion.
Red, red, red.
We bring the fire hot for a pagan. Because them action it is wrong.
All right, if it's Sunday night, you know you're listening to the one and only Ethiopian World Federation and the local number 26 and the Women's Auxiliary So let's get ready now. We call our wonderful host, the wonderful Miss Sadie Gomez, to the mic. Let's give her a round of applause as she enters the studio at this time.
Well, thank you so very much to my kind co-host, Dr. James Rambon. This is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated for the Women Auxiliary, Local 26.
It's another Sunday,
where you know what we do here. We pull it out from under the rug, where you are allowed to put it back. However, we must examine it before you do so. What we want to talk about today, we want to talk about Florida Ron DeSantis. He seems to be under attack by Disney World. I guess he's caught in the mousetrap. Disney World accused him of not wanting inclusion. Now, whatever that means, we all like to know. But most importantly, I have observed that the NAACP has joined the witch hunt against the Florida Republican representative, who may also be a presidential candidate. This discriminatory remarks against DeSantis coming from the black organization about racism, gender equality, and the LGBTQ aspect community. Now, what business has the NAACP going against DeSantis talking about racism and inclusion? We have enough problems in our black community that could be addressed by the NAACP if they want to have a matter to address. Because everybody want to jump on this bandwagon with the aspect community talking about inclusion, but we should also try to remember that homosexuality has always been among us. It has been from since the time of the Bible, if we should remember, not to remember the two cities that were destroyed for it, but this is a different conversation. We are merely talking about what's important. It seems to be so important right now that this agenda is being forced down our throats, and failure to accept it, we are now called out our names. Now, my conversation is related to NAACP to let you all know, with so many black men dying, and right now we are having a situation of young black men dying from heart attacks. Heart attacks seem to be on the rise. I'm saying men in their 30s, early 40s. This would be considered young in the black community. Most of us knows our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers. Now, look at, we have Dr. Ron Robinson, for example. He's a very young great-grandfather. And that's for Dr. Robinson. And we have others also in the studio who we can say are also young black men, and they are grandfathers. So when we think of young black men having heart attacks and dropping dead, that's not something prevalent in our community, something we know so much that we should accept, because that is totally unacceptable. When I see a young, strong black man, I know he can probably live for another 40 years. So they're now falling down. Are we paying attention to that? And I'm also watching in a case of the black woman. We are young grandmas also. So we don't want to know that in our 30s and 40s, we are considered so old whereby we are dropping down with heart attacks. So if the NAACP wants to address the situation, we have enough problems in the black community that we should address if we have all that time and energy instead of trying to fight a war with or joining with other parties to go against the Florida DeSantis because he does not want inclusion. He simply spoke about the fact that he did not want story time or storytelling to children 3 years and under, or maybe 10 years and told by some character flamboyantly dressed, telling our children about story time. So he is trying to protect our young children from being indoctrinated into this lifestyle. Now, that lifestyle, as I said, has always been among us. It was a lifestyle where people had it really locked down. Nobody was airing no dirty laundry. So if you want to be what you want to be, you keep your bedroom manners in the bedroom. But there's a new wave suddenly hitting us whereby children, 3 years, 4 years, 5 year old, are being told that they should know about homosexuality and the gay agenda. Now, let us don't try to put really flowers and frills among this thing, because if we study the very act, it is, in fact, disgusting. So it's not a matter of, you can't tell me who to love. This is not about love here, because we can love everybody. Love and sex is two different things. Thus, we should let our children know that love and sex is two different things, because you can love somebody and not have sex with them, and you can have sex with somebody that you don't love. So when we are forcing this idea about, well, you know, you're a three-year-old boy and you can love another three-year-old boy, love is universal. We're supposed to love each other as human beings. It's a human experience. It's the love. God is love. But that is not about love. Let us examine what it really is. It's about an unnatural sexual attraction that people are having, and it's being heightened, and it's also some kind of softness is going around it, whereby we are now afraid to call a spade, because we are too busy putting on frills and everything else. So now we cannot see the disaster and the destruction that this lifestyle brings. It brings about a destruction even mentally, because now we are finding more and more of our young people mentally destroyed, because you are 16 years old and you're not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Now, what kind of confusion is that? Now, you're 10 years old and you're not sure if you're a boy or a girl. This is more confusion. As adults, we ought to be a little more responsible in having our children learn and understand what is really going on. And parents, you all need to be parents. Parenting should not be left up to our government. It should not be left. You have your kids, you ought to have parenting skills to make sure that they learn the right thing. But here we are talking about our Florida DeSantis and what seems to, he seems to be quite under a lot of pressure these days, but we can support him or not support him. But we look at a situation whereby we're seeing a lot of us are being forced situations which we do not accept, but because of, what should I say, status quo? What is it that we are turning a blind eye? We can no longer speak of certain things for being called out. Well, not on this Sunday, because, you know, we examine things on the side of the tongue. We take it out from under the rug, and as I said, we're free to put it back in just in case you don't wish to deal with it. It's another wonderful Sunday night, and apart from the news of what's going on, we know there's two young children that drunk over the weekend, over the last 2 days, an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old, and they were found in the river, one on the east side, one on the west side, or however we know the river current could drift the bodies. But take on this is, where an 11-year-old child is not under his parents' control, that he can find himself in some river where he can be drowned. Because I know at 11 years old, your parents is still, you're under parental control big time. I mean, 11, you're not even allowed to cross the street by yourself at 11. So, again, we are seeing a case of children with disobedience to their parents. But then again, we see the parents ought to put a strong hand on the kids, because it is an age of disobedience, but we as parents still have to do our job as parents. So this is something I like for our studio guests to weigh in on as well. Also tonight, we cannot help but speak of our upcoming elections in July. Our local 26 is very much involved. The Woman Auxiliary is also very much involved for the celebration of our election. We are hoping that our new president for the year 2023 to 2024 would be someone that we are happy to have in that place. But with, in our 26, we do have a president that we as well would like to keep our strong backing, our prayers with this president so the results can be in our favor. But whatever the results may be, however, you know, although we may have a desire for who should be the head of the Ethiopian World Federation, however the chips fall in, we would support that president, whoever is in charge. But for Local 26, let us push on and be reminded also that we have our weekly meetings on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And these meetings are short, however, just under an hour. They are very informative as we draw closer to the elections. This is mainly for the Local 26 people who are listening online as well, just to remind you all. Also, to remind you all, on this show next week or perhaps the next 2 weeks, I'm going to have a special guest. He is going to be very instrumental in telling us a lot about what we need to know. I'm hoping to get this guy on. He has so much to offer. So hopefully we would have that coming on for next Sunday. We also are going to have a grand ceremony of swearing in for some members of the Women Auxiliary and also other members as well. So for anyone who's listening right now, if you have a friend, tell them about it, because you know the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated is for the black people of the world. So we would like to know that we get in as much people for the swearing in ceremony that we are going to have in about another week or two. And this is part of our membership drive that we are doing for Local 26. As I said, we would like to have the elections favorable to us. Let us do all and the best that we can to have the right person at the top. So here we are for another wonderful Sadie Sunday evening. This is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, coming to you live and alive. Let me see who's in the studio audience that we would like. Wait. Okay. At this time, so Sunday evenings, as I said, it's such a wonderful Sunday evening. I look forward so very much to meeting up with my Sunday evening guest, who always has much to say on our very hot topics that we have for the evening. And of course, whatever topics that you would like to mention or to pull from under the rug, we also do that here as well. So again, Sunday evening, we are here, we are friends, we are family, we want to join together, we want to discuss the things that interest us the most, share with us, and, you know, we do all the truth talking on the side. So we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to be right back.
Calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I?
The Church and state has come together to say glory shine.
Yeah.
With thanks and praise to the Emperor, with the Shamani of our mind.
Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world, in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor.
Wonderful Sunday evening to my wonderful studio audience. This is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation coming to you live and alive for our Sunday evening of conversation. As we said earlier at the top of the hour, we spoke about DeSantis and what the Disney World mousetrap he has found himself in, whereby they've accused him of not wanting inclusion. But as I said to you, the most shocking report was the NAACP, who is saying that Disney World, they're calling them out on racism and not wanting inclusion. But they're trying to bring a correlation between the blacks not having equality and the LGBTQ. But I'm saying homosexuality has always been among us. Why are we making it a big deal about them having it somewhere special? Black, we cannot change because we were trapped in this beautiful melanated skin. So the inequalities that we have gone through cannot be equal to any other situation whereby we may see inequality happening, because being trapped in this black skin is quite an experience. And the experience we have in being black is quite different from being in the homosexuality range. So here I am. I would like to bring in my studio guests, open the mic for some people to weigh in on this conversation. Open the mic. We open the mic all. 518-866, your mic is open.
Good afternoon. Peace and blessings. Ron Robinson here.
Welcome to the show.
Ron Robinson here. Thank
Dr.
you so
Ron
much.
Robinson, one of my favorite caller in person.
The old grandfather is here. Listen, the problem with DeSantis and what he's doing is that what the Republicans have done, and DeSantis is one of the key figures in all of this because he's going to be one of their major people running for 2024. What they're doing is they're whitewashing everything. They're taking every conceivable thing about what they call CRT, critical race theory, the teachings of this sensitivity around sexuality or different types of sexualities or different types of ethnicities and things like that, and they're bundling them all together. So my problem with it is separate them. He's throwing away black books, black authors, black history out of the school, as well as he's telling people that these transgenders are teaching these stories. So when we get rid of the transgenders, we get rid of the bisexuals, we get rid of the gays, the LTG, the lesbians, we get rid of the LGBTQ. I agree. Children should not be exposed to men looking like women. I agree. Men who convert into a girl should not participate in women collegiate sports in school. I agree. They shouldn't go to the bathroom with girls. I agree with all this stuff. I think it's immoral in terms of, you know, I'm totally against pushing anything on anybody, pushing any kind of idea on anybody. You know, you shouldn't push nothing on no one. But I disagree with putting everything in one basket. He's putting a black history, which was the problem with black history, African American history, and all that stuff that they're teaching. It's wrong. It's wrong. It shouldn't be no black history, no African American history. It should be the same American history that they teach. Our people should be involved in that same history, but they separated it many years ago, and now here we are today with all this confusion. So when they start excommunicating the LGBT community, the transgender reading the books for the kids, pushing gay ideology or lesbian ideology or gayness or pride, or what you want to call that stuff, when they stop pushing that stuff, they're pushing out African-American history, African-American contributions. One thing we've been fighting for the last 200 and something years, we've been saying there should be black people included in American history. There shouldn't be no black history over here, white history over here. With the white people get American history. They get taught as the people who participated, created, designed this country called the United Snakes, or excuse me, United States of America. They get to be part of the history, African Americans, black Americans, coloreds, we used to be called coloreds, and Negro. They excluded us totally out of the history because they wanted to not discuss or talk about or have an international understanding about slavery, because America wants to pretend that it's this good little country that did nothing wrong, and they're running around trying to help everybody. So in order to make themselves look good, they feel the need to excommunicate, dissolve, disenfranchise, get rid of black history, African-American history, colored history, Negro, whatever you want to call it. They want to get rid of us totally. And by saying that the gays got to go, but they're throwing away the baby with the bathwater. They're throwing away what they call CRT now, critical race theory. They're throwing out the black history. They're throwing out everything in the name of decency, in the name of family values, in the name of morals and ethics, in the name of good politics, in the name of reclaiming the decency of the world. But I don't see it. It's a farce. It's a undertaking. It's a sneaky way of hurting somebody, like a bully. A bully will beat somebody up and say, well, you know, he stole my quarter. He hit my sister. They'll make up a lie so that they can say they beat you up for a good reason. And America is making up a lie so that they can dissolve the history of black people in America. They don't want to talk about slavery. They don't want to talk about the contributions. 50,000, I'll say it again, if anybody think I'm lying, go Google it. 50,000 inventions was invented by African Americans post-slavery, after slavery, during slavery, okay, that saved this world. They're just not inventions. People think inventions mean somebody just invented a zipper on a pants. No, no, no. I'm talking about inventions. I'm talking about scientific, medical. I'm talking about pharmaceutical. I'm talking about blood plasma, heart surgery, the lights, that the stoplights on the traffic, traffic design, highways, all that stuff to save people's lives all over the world. And so these things are very intricate. They stole it from us, and they put their names on it, and they stamped themselves as the historical factors in creating what they call now this melting pot, this great country. So I disagree with using something to cover up what you're really trying to do. You dig where I'm coming from? People covering up. You're saying that your purpose is this, but really you're trying to dissolve. And they've been doing this for years. It was them who involved black struggle, civil rights with the gays and the white women and the Jews. They took all of that history, and they took all of that history and they merged it all together. Like white women have the same concerns as black families. Like Jews have the same concerns like black families. Like gays have the same concerns like black families. And they mash it all together. It's totally separate. Has nothing to do with gayness, Judaism, or white women. African American history, African American struggle is different from all the things that they don't mush us all together to belittle country and the important. Like you said, we can't. I'm born black. My skin is black. My hair is naughty, like Jesus. bronze skin and naughty and woolly hair. I cannot change that. That's natural. And I was penalized for it the same way they continue to penalize the white woman, the Jew, the lesbian, the gay, whoever. But it's totally two different histories. And the way they are writing us out of history is by pretending that those things are just as significant. The white woman, the Jew, and the gay is more important, are just as equal importance as African American history, civil rights movement, the laws that we implement, the laws that they've taken away from us. So I'm just saying that, you know, it's just terrible that they're pushing it all together, because they're totally different events and different circumstances. But I do agree the children should not be pushed to any kind of sexual ideology. But I'm just telling you, sister, they're doing that as a farce. It's a false pretense. They don't give a damn about the lesbians. They don't give a damn about the Jews, the white woman. Especially, they don't give a damn about the African-American and African-American history and contribution. They want to just try to belittle it, make it insignificant, make it unimportant, and not even talk about it. Write us out of history. When a country writes you out of the history, people, they're telling you to get the hell out. When a country, I'm going to say it again, as crazy as it might sound to anybody, but understand this, when a country writes you off of history of that country, they telling you to get the hell out. You don't belong there. You did nothing, and that's the next step. The next step is after they don't program the whole process. And African Americans better wake up. We have less rights than immigrants. Why? Because an immigrant comes to this country, they get a green card, a working permit, a social security number. They go through an exam. History exam, and they get a naturalization. They have documents. We have no documents. We have nothing. And so the more that they can dehumanize us and make us less significant, the easier it's for them politically to say to us, you got to go back wherever you came from. We don't want you here. And I know people think that sounds crazy, but just stay around another 10, 15 years. Thank you so much. I don't want to take up all your time. Thank you.
May I interject? Can I be heard?
Yes.
We got an echo of somebody. But I'm listening to what you're telling me. And I will go even further to say that this stuff that we're talking about with critical race theories, even that's all a farce. Because they're not teaching that, but it's being used as a tool or a weapon to cause more controversy, start this dialogue, have something that's in a negative form out there so that they can continue having demeaning conversations about black people. You follow me? So I wanted to say that because you're right, because it is a part of a total ploy of what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Even the thing when you said that they're adding the people together, the issues together, the women and the other minorities, all in place to replace the issues and turn the course of our people as a whole, and then try to confuse it. The problem that we have is that sometimes they say stuff that we do agree with. Like we all agree with, I don't know if we all do, but majority of us agree with the fact about the homosexuality, about the transgender. I don't want no transgender talking to my little son, confusing him as to what's going on. So now he's got to make a decision. We hear about these children deciding that they want to change their sex and pick what sex they're going to, what gender they're going to be. They're not even old enough to pick their bedtime. and they can decide now whether they're a boy or a girl. So these are all things that we're dealing with. But what I want to say is I don't want us to get caught up in the confusion or the illusion. It's probably a better term because it's
we lost you. We can't hear you.
Okay. Hold up.
Okay,
we can't hear.
No,
yes.
What about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. So we're getting the echo because we got some people in the studio. So while this mic is on, okay, put that on mute. All right. So with the, again, as I was saying, I hope you can hear me now, the critical race theory is a farce, it's a tool, it's an instrument that they use to cause confusion, it's an instrument that they use to keep the controversy going, it's an instrument that they use to go to the public and to the schools and to bring up these topics. They are going out of their way to whitewash everything. They've taken the black authors and the black accomplishments out of the books in Florida. They don't want you to know about anything that black people have achieved in Florida. They want to act like slavery never happened, that it was just a part-time job and it wasn't what we all said it would be, that that's all hype and propaganda, da-da-da-da-da. That's the nonsense that they want to tell us today. But we all know better. But this is what they do to keep us in a state of illusion, to keep us in a state of confusion. So we just got to be careful with everything that's going on. So I just wanted to back you up with what you were saying with that.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that because you said exactly what I'm saying. It's just a continuous lie from 200 years ago that they're continuing
right.
to try to make people scared. They try
right.
to try that with that film, The Birth of a Nation.
The Birth of a Nation.
And try to make black people look like savages. And they're continuing to dehumanize us, make us less important, so that they can just write us off and nobody will say anything. So, yeah, you're correct.
Right. But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. They can't get rid of us that easy. You know what the comedian said? We baby kids.
There
they don't die, we multiply.
And once you go black, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going back.
Back to the host.
What a wonderful city, Sunday, where we have a lot more people in the studio audience. We like to bring on the queen himself.
We can't hear you.
Not hearing anything.
Yeah, hear you now.
We'd like to welcome our wonderful queen this evening. Everyone in our studio audience waiting and ready.
greetings. Peace, love, and light. I hope I'm being heard. Am I being heard?
Yes, I
Dr. Robinson, are you there?
Yes, I hear you. I can't hear.
Peace, love, and light to you.
Sadie,
oh,
we
okay.
can't hear you, Sadie.
So, at the risk of sounding redundant, I keep saying that we are approaching this issue from the wrong direction. We are striving to incorporate our people into a burning building. And that's a direct quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. They don't want us. We know that they don't want us. And we keep striving to insert ourselves and assert ourselves into their program. As far as I'm concerned, let them keep what they have I'm prepared to do like the ish people and create our own schools where we could teach whatever we want to teach and create strong communities. The problem we have is that we don't have strong families. That's where our problem lies. We don't have a strong family structure. And because we don't have strong family structures, we don't have strong communities. And because we don't have strong communities, it is very difficult to cultivate that trust and unity among ourselves. I would have let them poison themselves among themselves. Because it is also we who have strong spiritual backgrounds that they are striving to derail. They sleep with dogs. So what's new for them? They are Neanderthals.
Well, Joshua Maponga said that, you know.
So at the end of the day, whatever they are going to do amongst themselves, they are accustomed to sodomy. They are accustomed to. I mean, come on. They have a very broad spectrum when it comes to their vices. And because we are amongst them, we are fighting and resisting what they're teaching. But what they're teaching is, I mean, you're in a pizza shop. You can't complain about cheese.
Well, it's the first time I think of cheese in such a way. You know, Queen, you really have me thinking cheese.
But you understand what I'm saying. In essence, the truth is we keep striving to insert ourselves among them. And if we follow Malcolm X, we would have never inserted ourselves into their program. We would have cultivated strong external program. We would have been more unified because prior to when we were separate, trust me, we were strong. We were much stronger. Here it is now. We're so weak and pitiful and begging, oh, we don't want you to teach us our children. Listen, get out from here. So our problem is not them. Our problem is us. We're supposed to be filing for the children, creating schools, and pulling our children out of the school and having them either self-taught, community taught by our people so that we can teach what we want heard. Then there'll be no discussion about critical race theory. Because even when you listen to the curriculum for critical race theory, I mean, come on, it's poor, it's lacking, there's no substance, there's barely any truth in there. So for us to, oh, I want you to teach critical race theory, yeah, right. I mean, like, that's like a chef and all you're being taught. You're a big chef at the Marriott, but all you're learning here is how to boil rice and how to make quinoa and how to make pasta. I mean,
at the Marriott,
that's just the crumbs of what our experience is. So we need to really, like, bypass these people big time. It's about time.
Yes, Queen, I totally agree with you. It's about time that we formulate our own form of education, our own form of well-being, our own, and return to our spirituality. Mainly lacking our spirituality because we have, that has been taken away from us, and we feel that void, that emptiness, and we want something to believe in. Everybody wants something to believe in, but I'm urging us as parents, as black women, as the mothers, the grandmothers, let's hold our communities back in order, because we, the women, are the backbones of the community. We are the mothers. We are the ones who they nurse, they wean, you know, our young men, our husbands, our brothers, our fathers. You know, the black woman is a very important and very instrumental in the black community. So let us again see the beauty and the value of the black woman. You know, the black woman, you know, not trying to be another type of woman, because there's a uniqueness in the black woman being the black woman, being the mama Africa, the breast that we can nurse from. You know, we need a comfort once more in the black communities. Let's give it to our children once more to let them have that sense of belonging. This has been a wonderful Sunday evening, and we do have our guests in the studio waiting to weigh in, so we shall open the mic. Caller 929-586, your mic is open. Caller 929-586, you with us, your mic is open. You can weigh in on our conversation with us Sunday evening.
Yes, this is the same.
Oh, well,
how are you?
My brother. I'm just a little better than you this evening. You know, I'm sitting in the palace with the royal people. You know I'm speaking about.
I know.
Okay, don't tell anyone. You know, it's only radio, not TV.
I promised you something a long time ago.
Yeah?
Yes. Sweeter than cotton candy. Stronger than so brandy.
Wow. So you're gonna deliver tonight?
He would break down and cry.
I hear the promise of delivery, you know.
Don't you know we love to sleep, baby?
Sing it to me, come on.
La, la, la.
You can laugh at the words you don't know.
I don't want to take more time with this. I know all the
words. It's so we behave on Lady Sundays, you know. When we run up our sleeves and kick our shoes off and put our foot up on the desk. You can sing. You can dance. So what do you have to give us, Rodney?
My sister and the other listeners. We have so much work to do, you know.
Yes.
One, we have to free the minds of our people, because our minds have become the adjunct power for white supremacy within ourselves. We deliver, you know, as well, because of how we were trained, monopolized, you know, and so on, and we great raise our children, as white supremacists, you know, and so we've been raised as beasts, and then we've been made as beasts, so that they control the jungle. You know, white folks don't have to come in. They're already in our minds. We're psychologically damaged. And this is what we have to contend with. And in the future, as we go along, we have to break. We got to break that. We got to break that out of us, you know, from the womb. You know, and there's many, many organizations and places out there that have been trying to do this for years, but we have not become as one people. We're always criticizing this one or that one, and, you know, my way is better, and so on and so forth. There is no way better except one way, and that's to free.
One way is the truth, right?
Free African people, black people all over the world. Free the mind. As this entertainer said, free your mind and your ass shall follow.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Let me just add here, Ronnie. The great Bob did say, "Emancipate your mind from mental slavery."
Yes.
One of us can. And we have to do it for ourselves, because This trap that we are in with our minds is our mind. So we can bring ourselves to that level of thinking once we, you know, we're in a state right now where we are woke. Everybody's waking up or woke up since this morning. But what are we doing with this new sense of awareness?
Well, it's something we, as if you were, Erykah Badu is the person in the 90s that used the word woke in one of her songs. I guess some white people went back and found it. I don't know. But from the 60s, through the 40s, 50s, and 60s, people were waking up because of the elders and the elders who made an impression on people like Jesse Jackson and all those people. And they were kids at 21, 22 years old, and so on. But something happened, you know, after 68, 69, 70. Everybody just started making money and getting famous for what having good positions and stuff, and allowed the rest of us to fall asleep. There was no agitation. And this is what we need to do again, agitate. 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 And we got to do that amongst our people.
We stopped agitating when we became together with the government segregation. I hear a ghetto, but I mean an echo.
Yeah, I've heard an echo, yeah, too.
That's when the agitation started.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's when it stopped.
Yeah, that's when it stopped.
You know, when I was doing my research for the Negronomics, my book Negronomics, I was looking at a lot of pictures that we took back during the civil rights movement. And I was looking at a lot of photos that are of now. And I promise you, I swear on every one of my children that the only thing changed in those pictures is the color.
Yes.
Mm.
They're in color now.
Yeah.
It's the exact same things. But the other thing that changed is when you look at pictures of black families, it was a father in the picture.
In the house. Yes.
In the house in the 60s. And so you don't see black men leaving the house until after the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see they started to change the laws and started doing things to deteriorate the black family. Because if we could get rid of the black male, we could control the women.
Well,
so what did they do? What did they went on a campaign of killing black men and incarcerating them and feminizing them. And so that's why you see now this great big, looks like to me, and this is a long conversation I had with my daughter the other day, the feminization of the black male.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at our stars,
mm-hmm.
the movie stars, it's almost like in the contract that you will have to put on this dress before it's over with. And they put them all, you name it. Martin and Shanae, Jamie Foxx and Wanda, and all they put Wesley Snipes in the dress.
Mm-hmm.
They put Eddie Murphy in the dress. They put Chris Tucker in a dress. They put Denzel, but they put Ving Rhames.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ugly,
yeah.
Black.
Why is it ugly? I love that man.
Ving Rhames in a dress.
Yeah.
And then had him be raped by a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
In the movie, in Pulp Fiction.
Really?
So,
yeah, Pulp Fiction.
My
You're Ving Rhames. Then they had him put. Listen, they put him in a dress. They had him playing
no.
What's the girl? And they made Winfrey, Audrey, Alfred Winfrey. What's the woman name?
Yeah. Alfred Winfrey. Yeah.
Actress. They made her a crackhead and made him a drag queen.
I remember.
Ella Sherman.
But look at what's happening.
Of a system.
Listen. To break it down.
You think this boy here, Lil Oz, thinks he's that good of a rapper singer? No.
No, he's too big.
No. They put him out there because that's what they want you to see. Yeah. Is the infeminization of the
black man.
Sad. So that they can stay in control.
Somebody said, look at what the crew is, and all of them, the homosexuality in the musical industry.
No.
Somebody in family said he's not gay. He got like that for the performance.
But it's just like
Queen Olabisi said, we have to start building back the black family person by person. We have to start putting morals and ethics in relationships. We have to start putting sex where it's supposed to be for the purpose of marriage and having children and building a family. We have to take that particular moral and ethical point in our black communities. Everyone have to reach out to each one. You know, we have to just make it understood. I tell young men all the time, it's good to have one woman, a good woman by your side. It makes your life much better. Stop running around. I tell my nephews, my sons, every adopted sons, you know, every foster kids, godsons. Hey, man, you know, it's good to have a good woman. Think about it. Just get you one good woman, man, and settle down. It's important for a young man.
You know, I don't believe in that one woman thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying like psychologically, I know that they're not going to do it per se. You know what I'm saying, Sister Queen? I know they're not going to follow the whole instructions, but sometimes it's good to give more than what you want and get a little back what you need. You dig where I'm coming from? We need to find a way, like you said, Queen Olabisi, we need to find a way to bring the family structure back and to bring black men back to where they're supposed to be, where they was when I was growing up and when my father was growing up and my grandfather and so forth and so on. We got to bring back that motor. And trust and believe, back in the 40s, the 50s, the 30s, like Dr. Winborn said, you found more men in the household prior to, after the Civil Rights Movement. And we know, I'm going to put it out there, we know they ran around, they did their thing. You know, because I've heard about it from great-great-grandfathers who ran around. People tell the story. So the running around part and, you know, whatever that part is, whatever the men do, because I don't do that, not me. You know, maybe Ronald Robinson.
I was going to let you go because I remember when you had many plants and a lot of creatures and all that goofy kid stuff.
It's going to be in
we have to get back to that point where the family was first. I believe, this is my belief, them cats did the same thing back in them days, in 1900, 1800, 1930s, 40s, and 50s, but their family was first. They kept home together. They took care of their home. They took care of their family. They took care of what their family needs. They probably did a little sidetrack, but they took care of family.
Well, they most definitely did. Dr. Robinson, I can speak of my grandfather. He had a wife in the house. He had a wife next door, and he had one up the street. So my grandfather was known as the village ram.
I'm not going to put on Trini for some pretty minutes. So
my grandfather was
we're not going to talk about my Trini brothers.
We're not going to talk about them thing either. But it's a wonderful thing. You said it, Dr. Robinson. Let me open the mic over another studio. Or just let me come right back. You don't go anywhere. So the mic is 917-773. Your mic is open. Please join us in conversation.
Your mic's open.
917-733. Are you a bit shy to come on the Sadie Sunday show? I would like to hear your voice. I'm trying to imagine who you are. Your mic is open.
Maybe somebody I...
Well, we are in the studio. We are in the Royal House. Not a lovely shady Sunday. You know where, what we do on the side of town. We pull it out from under the rug. We examine the truth. And as I said, if you're not so comfortable with the truth, you can always put it back under the rug. We finish at a certain time. And you can sleep comfortably. But we want everyone to weigh in this conversation. Let us know how you feel on the Sunday. We're going to open the mics of a few other people who are here.
Amen. How you doing, Miss Sadie? It's Pastor Don,
CEO. Oh, I'm doing so good. It's so wonderful to hear you.
Hey, man.
How are you doing?
I'm feeling good today. It's a wonderful, it's a super, super, super Saturday. So we're trying to get everything in line. As many things we can, shout out to the whole NEO family, the World Federation. Shout out to everybody. I was just checking in. Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Don Jr.
CEO.
CEO.
Yes, ma'am. Pastor Don Jr. CEO.
Pastor Don Jr. CEO.
There you go. You got it together. You don't get together one day.
Well, you know, we have a staff meeting like this, you know, Pastor. We ought to really have lunch or breakfast or something. Because I'm thinking we've been good old friends now.
Yes, I'm definitely mad.
Yeah, but happy to know you came on the show and to hear your voice.
Amen. Now I'm here. I'm always here. In fact, so I'm going back to you. Amen.
Okay, keep on doing the good work.
All right, speaking of Pastor Don Jr., CEO, we're going to take a quick conversion break, and then we will be right back.
Yeah! Oh. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We all live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. Ten o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Ray. I sign on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Chuckle Traps.
This your peace, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Bossalina.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB.
Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy Size Money.
This your boy Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog. This your boy Jay Futuristic.
This your folk Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiana Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazine, hip-hop DVD, mixtape, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Work. We all live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We all time. Move around, move around, move around. Hey, hey. Move around, move around, move around. Hey, hey. Move around, move around, move around.
Trajectory that we're on is really the strengthening of the unit, the nucleus, and maybe the children are the way to go, because children are more to what good energy is. They gravitate to people that have good energy, and need to get out more where we're communicating with each other on a more intimate or a more healthy basis.
Dean, definitely I agree with you, because I'm planning in my heart, and definitely I have brought it forward to the organization, of a Hello Harlem, where we go out on a Sunday, possibly a Saturday, and I think more Sunday. We dress up nicely. We go to Marcus Garvey Park on 126th in that position, and we let the people know who we are, as we say, show them. Children are quite receptive, good energy. So we, as the women of the Women Auxiliary, the beautiful queens of the Ethiopian Women's Federation, I suggest we go out here on a Sunday. You know, we put a table, we have a few gifts to give out, maybe a few knapsacks, so we're going to donate 6 knapsacks. And we can have 10 other paraphernalia of full something.
How we can ask Gimli.
We can ask, oh, wonderful.
Gimli. They come out and they play. And that breaks a lot of ice, in my opinion. You know?
Just the game.
Just the game. You know, just games. They come out and they play. You can have, you know, some even Caribbean games, cricket.
Oh. That's a wonderful idea, and that is also bringing about
a table. We can have Ludo, we can have dominoes, we can have, you know, different chess. So you find
what? Well, for the big brains like you know, the king is sitting here. Definitely. We can go on for 3 hours.
Okay. We can do the speed ones. You know, we can
have
a class. You know, yep, yeah, you know, but really the thing is we're in isolation. And because we're in isolation, we're not visible, and that lack of visibility is spiraling into other things because it's almost as if we don't exist.
We got to fix that thing. I call you, we're in my fabulous whatever. You know, I am not trying to say anything because it is on your radio, but if you all see me walking down with my Ethiopian World Federation, you all will be stopping. And if you see the Queen, you all will definitely have to stop. So we are going to fail and make ourselves more visible, more out there, simply because we want it to be known when we take Harlem, where we are a prized possession, and someone said, do you know who the Ethiopian World Federation? I said, of course, Sadie and the Gang. Oh, yeah, we know the woman auxiliary. That's what I want to be. A household name at Ethiopian World Federation, woman auxiliary, is here to help. You know, women, we can come to for any purpose, any purpose. So we're going to have women fill these roles. The mothers, here, the lawyers, the doctors. And, of course, we want to really get back to our African churches, which I'll be. So, you know, we're going to hold our children close to our bosoms and let them know they are well loved by us. So, what else do you think we should do?
One of the other things I've thought about, travel other people who are into social services, who are friends, organizations, banking, or whatever. We need to connect them into organizations. They can be a reference point, they can be a source, some type of assistance,
even employment.
And most important, knowledge. I mean, knowledge is expensive, you know? There are times you need to make a move and you don't have any guidance because the knowledge that the person in the back knows. And I think that it's important for us to start to really connect different levels so that we know, okay, if this person is going to ask, don't do this or don't do that, you know, some people, they don't want us to connect with each other on such a depth, but they do it all the time.
Well, and we hit that. And now, once a month, we're back to family, correct? And we're going to start having that in Harlem, Harlem State Building, same price that we were paying. Same price of debt. Another difference, though. So, I don't know if that is paying those things that are paying. Continue to help us establish as we, and have the visibility.
Definitely.
And people know what it's called. So I love the Hello Harlem idea.
Yeah.
Love that. We get out in the street, we got products, we can put up a table, we can find food or whatever it is, and we can hand out literature, we can sell book, do these things, and just let Harlem know that Super World Federation is here.
Yeah, alive and well.
Alive and well. You need to be a part of it. It is the entity. It is the umbrella. It is government for the diaspora. And we are blessed able to have something like the EGO, the World Federation, and that umbrella for the diaspora, that government for the diaspora, that can do these things out of the local. We want to make sure that we're doing our part. As the local, we want to make sure that we are servicing the community, specifically the Harlem community, because it's in Harlem where the Federation started. So we have a responsibility than any of the other locals because of who we are. And so I'm impressed by what we have in Harlem on the study group. Mm-hmm. The study group. The study group. We have the Constitution. But if it comes to the local, it's $3. People, good, getting it out of this.
It's a wonderful book, actually, and it's a workbook whereby you almost have to pass your test. I was almost wondering if they would have some kind of puzzle in the back end. Then I think I ran right into a puzzle.
Right?
So I'm saying, wow, you know, that's what the old people would need. So also, I see a book whereby apart from the fact, I must say, the print is large, where you would need some glasses to read it without my glasses. But I'm seeing financial memory, Ethiopian World Federation. So I can clearly read it. And I see the simplicity of the book where a child can read and understand. So I was quite impressed that the book has a simplicity towards it, as well as, what should I say? It's simple, but very informative. And it's quite a level of understanding and learning that you would develop after reading this book. So I highly recommend this book. I give it a full 10. I myself have decided to order a dozen pieces. You know, I was a little bit vain wondering where's my picture in this book, but then I saw a little picture of me with a head tie. So I'm still ordering a dozen pieces. I want to make them gift sets for my people when they come around because I'm planning, however, and if you don't have any other ideas, I would like a sponsorship for this radio show. So I'm going to the nice people in the black community, you know, like the ice cream parlors or maybe the big cannabis shop now because, you know, they're making money. They're quite big. So I'm going to tell them about Shady Sundays and we would like some fun to the show. And, of course, we're looking forward to bringing more on the show. And, of course, from time to time, special guests. And one day we have a big concert going on because, you know, I have some wonderful artists coming in from Jamaica. However, I'm about to have a big concert just now right here on Shady Sundays. So don't go anywhere. Be tuned.
Yes.
Can't hear you.
I am pushing the importance of having this book. This special workbook is a guide to really where we should be. And I'm very happy that, you know, our president, Dr. James Winborn, has such a foresight in making sure that we will be on the right path as far as understanding we, the black people of the world. Because it seems to be quite simple language, we, the black people of the world, but being black is a different experience that no one else who is not trapped in this melanated body can talk about. So I don't want to talk about racism or anything along the way, but I want to talk about the fact that it's a prize and a treasure to be trapped in this melanated skin. So therefore, our president has been us to understand further and to appreciate our black selves. You know, he didn't have to do much job with me because of a red hair. No, the only color I want to be is a little more black. You know, I'm a little more shining and stuff because, you know, I want to be a five-star black and everything.
Ooh.
But, you know, I have a little milk in my skin. It's the Spanish blood, you know. Mi familia is Latina. Mi gente Latina. Okay, people.
Well, they're all black. There's black people that speak Spanish. There's black people that speak French. He says black people that speak English.
Hey, even in Israel, we can find the falafel.
That's right. There's black people that speak Hebrew. So we're all. Listen, we're all in this boat together. And it's not even a boat, it's a proud boat. There's a pride in being black. I've never, ever have been an individual that wanted to be something other than what I was.
I'm saying.
Even as a young man, there was something about being black that just meant so much to me.
Huh.
You know, it was such a pride. You know, I was like, man, I love you.
I came in the right color.
I came in
orange.
You know, when you look at other ethnic groups, for want of a better term, and you see the fragility of their physical structure, I often wonder how we cross the barrier to copulate with these frail.
Again, it's mental. Our oppressors have done such a wonderful job.
Really?
Manipulating our
psyche. No, man, that's almost impossible.
Believe in something that isn't true.
No. The oppressor tried, but he's trying to see. When you see a big black man,
he should not
be in the world.
He should be viewed as a threat. That's what they are very consistent
when you present
in
your mind. Talent, muscular structure.
I think you need to put.
There's nothing else in the world because my father was a black man. I'm telling you, there's nothing more admirable than
nothing.
A big, strong black man. So for all
size 15 feet.
And it's not the Moscato speaking. I am saying it's only fair in Sunday where we speak the truth. We are reminiscing of good old times in Africa. You know, the Mandingo warriors are still in our minds. We love Africa.
You know, it's the irony. I went to Togo last summer, not this summer, the summer before. And I was both appalled initially, and certainly appalled that most of the men that I saw there, their size was 24 to 30, 32, maybe some 34.
Well, I'm twice the man there.
You understand? When I saw these puny men.
He said he's not half mad. Full
when
you
I saw that. These puny men,
that's only win.
I was like, what the heck? And this is my virgin journey. So imagine my surprise when I think I think I'm going to be walking into these tunnels.
I thought my knees would be buckling every block.
And it's no point in going all the way to go home and then you see half. I told her next time you go to South Africa, we see that something is full. Next time we go to the motherland, we don't go to Togo.
But one of the things I noticed, they do a lot of their cooking in aluminum. Aluminum, you know. No, not the foil, but they have aluminum.
But that's not good.
No, it's not.
That's Alzheimer's, they're famous.
I think it has done something to reduce the birth rate.
The birth rate?
I tell you, these people don't know.
I am not, unless I've been saying that the birth rate has a reduction, because a black man has such a speech and if he say reduction, I am saying the service time is no longer.
We
are so happy
with the fans. But on a serious note, I think we are physically equipped to have that harmonious balance, male to female, nations, and when we deviate from what is natural and normal, we are going to encounter problems.
I will not be encountering any problem because I know how to stay in my lane and I am not driving.
Dr.
Ram,
y'all have so many interesting conversations going on. I'm listening and learning. But I also want to say that I forgot something as well. Recently, I think like last month or so, Oprah had a show, and I know they did this back in the 1950s. I didn't realize that this statistical fact still comes up now, 2023. In 1950, they were doing a study on families, father, mother, children, family structure, American Institute of something or the other, and they found that the black family were the most conservative of families, the most unified of families, and the most well-structured, and that the father was more involved with his children in every aspect of their life as opposed to other fathers. This statistical fact came up again. I don't know if they researched
black
it.
Father.
They, some, they,
black father, right?
Yeah, black fathers were the most concerned, the most involved, the most loving, the most caring. They did everything. You know, they cooked, clean, whatever it was. In terms of they was, you know, I forgot the whole tier of the test or the exam or the study. But Oprah came out a few weeks ago, and she said that if black women knew that if black women knew how good black fathers are, maybe there wouldn't be so much dissension in the black family because of the distortion. There's a lot of distorted information.
Of your bills and expenses, hair, nails, outside food, etc. Half of y'all are messy as a, to the point you can't see the floor in your bedroom, can't clean it off, dishes be in the sink for days, even weeks. Half of as hell and think it's so cute. Half y'all hop in a new relationship quick as hell and
Was that one of your exes?
Well, younger she sound, that would have to been like 40 years ago or something. Yeah, but she sounded like that. She sounded like 45 years ago. But I forgot the statistic. But anyway, Oprah was saying that the statistical fact, again, I don't know if they retested it again, came up that black men are the best fathers. They had like several different things that they were looking at.
Dr. Robinson, if I may. Black men are not only the best fathers, they are also the best lovers. So this is a big black man. You know, I'm not one of them myself.
I think we're doing too much then.
Can you tell me, Dr. Robinson, we put it under the rug and we examine it. And you know we put it back under the rug when we finish.
There you go.
Are you debating that black men are
the best lovers?
Are you objecting to that statement, by chance?
Say it again.
Dr. Robinson?
No, say it again. I didn't hear you.
Are you objecting to that statement that black men are also the best lovers, by chance?
I couldn't. I don't know. You went down low.
I'm in a bedroom, boy, Dr. Robinson. Can you just be up in between? It's only a time.
Are you
all of y'all are actually going up and down. Everybody's going up and down.
Are you objecting?
The last part I didn't get.
Hey, let me help you.
Are you
objecting to the statement that black men are the best lovers?
No, that Satan said that. That part. I said best fathers. Sadie said lovers.
Right. So this is lovers.
So are you objecting to the latter?
No, I'm saying that that's a whole lot. Be a good lover and a good father of Jesus. The can't put a lot of work in. That's overtime. That's undertime and overtime.
Dr. Robinson, you know, it's called multitasking.
You see, that's what I was speaking about earlier.
Because she was saying that if black women knew this information, maybe they would stay with black men and there wouldn't be so much divorce and so forth.
This is exactly what I'm. This is exactly what I was talking about. When we do not have strong families, we don't have. You know, people don't love for love anymore. There's always hidden agenda. There are always conditions. There are always alternative reasons why we're getting together. That raw physical male-female attraction that is natural.
That animal passion she's speaking about.
Yes. We need that. That's in our root chakra. We need that. We need to be stimulated. And if we are not stimulated in the root,
it's only Sunday.
If we are not properly stimulated, we cannot have kundalini energy. Cannot have functioning adults. If our left brain has taken over so much of our life that even our right brain enjoy the arts, music, art, dancing. I mean, these are the things that we need. The rhythm, the natural rhythm within us has to come alive. It has been dormant for way too long.
Interesting. I'm going to let Ron handle
that. Do you understand when we don't have strong family? I mean, do you understand what it's like to come home, to feel that energy, that vibration. I'm going home to your woman, or work for a woman. I'm going home to my man. There's safety, there's warmth, there's passion. The children become more healthy because they feel, let me tell you, there's a vibration that we are so connected that we don't understand that when we are not in a mental framework, that changes the molecular structure. That's why they invented the condom. That's why they put the man out of the house.
I do not agree with the fact that they invented the condom. No, I don't agree.
But at the end of the day, the precisely because at the end of the day, the stimulation. The liquid, 1,000 bullets of wet love, according to David Rudder.
We have become AI. They're trying to bring us there.
Yes.
We are losing sensation, and we are losing that need, that attraction, that those feelings.
Bullets picking a headache. Have these women.
No, I don't have a headache. I'm so sorry, darling.
Have these women. I'm thinking.
Darling, I can only wait until the show is over.
Oh, Ronald can tell
you. My darling, that's what some of the women would say. That's a black woman. You never knew that. That we got it from the soap opera. We got it from the Young and the Restless, the Days of Our Lives. Back in the day, we know the black woman, we didn't even mind if they dragged us by the hair and put us in the cave because it was all okay.
We were never in cave.
I'm so sorry, but in a matter of fact, we didn't mind being dragged by the hair. Some queens would not disclose their business, but we are talking about sensation here. We are talking about feeling and that need. Nothing is wrong because that black love. There's nothing like black love. This is something we want to say. It's raw. It's uncut.
But that is the reason why they're getting away with all this homosexuality and this transgenderism. Because the natural love has been stifled. So now it's all about vice.
You're saying the plastic has stifled the natural love. Without the
yeah.
That's 8 o'clock in the evening.
What became so disposable? The women disposable men because there are so many available toys that could replicate it. Vice versa, the men have followed suit. Now there are items that can be had that eliminates the need for a woman. How are we going to regain that balance that is necessary to raise strong minds? It has to come from us.
You know, this situation has been going on since Egypt and before when in Egypt they used to have these sex parties once a year. And so on, and everybody would take everybody's wives, and you know, so on and so forth.
Maybe
when the Hebrews, you know, I remember. I was supposed to be the OG.
I love the
when the Hebrews were put in captivity.
Mr. So Love, we're missing.
Did it?
Are we missing mistletoe love? Is that what we're missing? I don't think that's what we're missing. I think we're missing authentic attraction. And that is why
I'm looking
for polygamous relationships because
Listen, the natural sense of attraction has changed.
Please fasten your seatbelt. Please fasten your seatbelt. They are coming down right there with the cooling. Those of us who have not cleaned, fasten your seatbelt. Now, Queen, let's talk about polygamy.
Men who have made and can fulfill that natural urge, that natural physical urge to another female is a healthy man. Any man that can only listen, it's like I'm getting an iPhone. The new one came out. If you are a real iPhone, you want a new one. That's just if you're an iPhone. And similarly for the men, soon as a man has conquered a woman, completely in that he secure that he has her in the bag. That's not so practical for something else. I mean,
that is why you should never let him see you have in the bag. But he's in the bag. I was in the bar yesterday, but not potatoes. I'm going back to it on Monday, however. We are heading out to the royal house with the queen and the king.
But seriously, on a serious note, when you see black men, what they call cheating, that is a natural black man who has not lost himself.
Do you know, I read somewhere that one man have enough sperm to impregnate every woman on earth.
In one ejaculation.
Right, to impregnate every woman on earth. So, the other thing is that men
are
cheating is a phenomenon that was...
Why do you say men are supposed to cheat? That's a natural
thing. I'm not for it. It's a natural
thing.
Because a man should not cheat. A real man should not need to cheat.
Right.
A real man should be comfortable with himself, within that alpha male power to command himself in such a dignified manner that if he has two or three wives or four wives, then he is able to comport himself with dignity. He's supposed to be able to walk into a forum with his wives on his hands.
Right, but he's been brainwashed by colonialism.
No, he's been brainwashed by the church. And St. Peter saying that one man
but the Bible to sacrifice the black man.
Precisely.
I mean, this man, they go warrior going around with his little piece of leaf around him. No, come here. Let's break this out. So therefore, the sexuality of a black man and the ability of a black man to satisfy more than one woman could also be in an imbalance with a white man who cannot even satisfy his one woman. So therefore, we have to go back not to the church, but we are going straight to below the waist, because it comes right back to the
black woman.
Penis envy. There's a lot of penis envy from every other ethnic race. And when
like,
have you
ever read the Jim Crow law?
Michelle?
Like,
the
women are not going to accept.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it is about black men staying away from white women.
Yes.
It was the penis again.
Of course. When you look
that's
at the phallus, when you look at the phallus of a black man, not just the phallus, just the structure, the physical structure. When you look at the physical structure of a black man, you know that when that man holds you, you're held. You look at these other men, you can see that the
flimsy and the fragility.
Yeah.
We know very well that the comfort of the strong, muscular, musty man.
profiling of the black man is quite different from the other races. Not to pull a race card here, but there's a certain animal musk exude from what a black man sweat. Believe me, that's an aphrodisiac by itself. Because a real woman loves a sweaty black man. A black man coming from work and has that give up that aroma, it's quite a turn on for us black women. And another race, I am saying, they would smell like wet puppies. But that is true, but if we can accept that. A musk, which, as I said, is an aphrodisiac. So there's a difference in races, and of course, you know, the penis challenge as well. So we are going close to the top of the hour. We are 4 minutes into it. We are giving our studio audience to weigh in on our conversation. And I'm saying it's a wonderful thing to be trapping the melanated skin. And tonight we are really praising the Mandingo warriors for our fathers, our brothers, our nephews, our children. So here we are, sons and grandsons. All our mics are open.
I'm saying the black woman is not going to accept that kind of freedom for the black man in terms of relationship, in terms of family, in terms of marriage, having that freedom to go and, you know, engage, you know, if you will, with several different other affairs or women or girlfriends, whatever you want to call it, side, you know. Black women are not going to accept, you know, that her man is going with several other women. She's not going to share, as they say.
We just need to recondition the thinking of these women. Believe you me. I will not second such a motion because I believe that we, as black women, could be taught to share.
Or maybe reprogram to understand the true nature of the black man, but this too is the black man having the ability financially, of course, to take care of the woman, hence not having an unbalance within a relationship whereby you buy a house on one wife, you better buy a second house for the second wife, and so on if you choose a third wife. If you don't have the relationship totally balanced, then you're looking for disharmony. And what we need in such a relationship is towards harmony. Because it's not easy to have one woman, much less two or three. But in a harmonious relationship, all can work out. And then the women are being taken care of, the children are being taken care of. As a whole, we look towards...
I don't live up to that myth. I believe that the women have their function, and the man is supposed to be primarily there for the protect of the woman.
Yes.
So... this idea that the man is going to be doing everything and he's going to run himself in, striving to satisfy and make enough money for 4 or 5 wives. No! We as women, especially black women, our earning power supersedes that of the black man. Our hunting power supersedes that of the black man. But the black man is essential in that when we need protection, we should be able to call on the black man.
As we know, on Sunday we are going right up to the top of the hour and we are thanking our studio audience for coming out and participating in the same Sunday. So join me again for the next Sunday. This is Shady Jane.
You mean the last...
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. It will get better.
It's got to get
better.
never depart.